welcome to this week's special Up and Running. This week we are continuing our Women in Sligo series. This is our third programme. These are a series of documentaries where we speak to Sligo women from all walks of life. We've asked them a number of questions, for example, who is the love of your life? What is your biggest achievement? It has been very interesting putting these programmes together, and you can't help but notice what really matters to people are their families. This morning, I'm delighted to be joined by Dimpna Mannion. Where do you like to go and think in Sligo? Where's your favourite place?
Well, probably my favourite place is when my day starts and I walk up in Cleevra, and I just enjoy the birds are there and I just enjoy that walk. And it's nearly like a religious walk because we meet the same people every morning. So it's really nice and very special, and it's a lovely start to the day.
Marie Castlery, who do you admire most in Sligo?
Well, in general, I suppose there isn't one person. There's lots of individuals, but I think the people I admire most are the people who give their time for others. I admire our coaches and our volunteers who give up their time to coach other people's children, even though their own children aren't even involved in sport. But I really admire them because, you know, they say it takes a community to raise a child. And I think that our children and children in Sligo and even in Ireland, they have such great role models, and these people model respect. They nurture children. They might be the only one good adult or one significant adult that'll say something kind and positive and boost their self-esteem. So I really admire, you know, the coaches who are out there in the middle of winter and the snow and hailstones and rain, and they're constantly encouraging our children to give of their best and to be their best and to have fun.
And finally, Marion Dunneen. What are you most proud of?
I'm very proud of my business. I'm very proud of what I do. I do wigs for cancer patients, which most people would know. I love my job. I'm very passionate about it. And I'm very proud of the business and my team of girls. Marion Dunneen. I'm living on Strand Hill. I have a hairdressing salon in West Gardens in Sligo, and I'm 40 years a hairdresser.
Where do you like to go and think in Sligo?
I love Strand Hill. I love Colleen Amore and I love Shelley Valley, and I think Sligo's beautiful. We have beautiful scenery. I suppose since the COVID, I didn't realise how beautiful Sligo was, and we're living in a beautiful place, and we're very, very lucky that we're living where we're living.
What's your favourite moment of the day?
When I get up in the morning, I love coming into work. I love coming in to meet my girls, love coming in to meet my customers. I look forward to the day. I enjoy my job. I enjoy my work.
What smell brings you back to your childhood?
I live next door to the Four Lanterns, so I suppose I could say chips.
What's your biggest regret?
I would have loved if the COVID, I suppose, would have happened about 5 years ago, because I had two beautiful sisters that died from cancer, Gay and Margaret, and I would have loved to have spent the time with them. You know, we got time with the COVID and it was great to have that time. I missed that I didn't have that time with my family.
What are you most proud of?
I'm very proud of my business. I'm very proud of what I do. I do wigs for cancer patients, which most people would know. I love my job. I'm very passionate about it. And I'm very proud of the business and my team of girls.
What piece of advice was the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Never do to someone else what you wouldn't like done to yourself. And live life to the full.
What do you have in yourself, do you think, that's most like your parents?
I suppose hard work. You know, we were always told you get out there and you work, and, you know, hard work never killed anybody. My parents were very, very hard workers, and I suppose all my family are hard workers, and you get out of it what you put into it.
Who is the love of your life?
I suppose Aidan, my husband.
Who's your best friend?
I have loads of friends. They will know who they are. And they're very important to me.
Tell me about your most treasured memory.
I suppose myself and my three sisters, we went away for a weekend and we went to London. And it was the first time that we'd all been away together. And it was a fabulous weekend. And I was so excited and so delighted that we were away. We went to see Notting Hill and to see where the film was made. And we went to the shop where the bookshop, and we met Jerry McGavin, and he brought us down to where the film was. And it was just a fabulous experience. We really, really enjoyed it. It was lovely. I loved the experience. We had a great family time to wait together.
What do you do when you have a spare half hour? I don't think you probably have too many of them, but what would you do?
I'd probably go for a walk.
What do you think you're really good at? Like, what's your greatest virtue?
I'm good at my job, and I love interior design. I love Christmas. I love putting up the Christmas decorations. I get a buzz out of it because Christmas in our family was a big thing. I love the excitement of Christmas. I think it's a very happy time and it's a family time, and I love the decorations.
Well, you don't just do your own decorations. You do quite a few places around Sligo, don't you?
I do, yeah. And I'm not doing everybody because they're all looking for me to do it.
Marion's decorations are famous. Okay, so what time do you get up in the morning?
During COVID, I would get up at maybe 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, or I might get out of the bed at all.
Is there anything you don't like about yourself?
I suppose we all say we don't like the size we are, we don't like weight, but sure, we have our health, and what difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference what size you are, so long as you're happy.
Who is your hero?
I suppose I would say my mother, because, you know, she brought us up very well, and I think she was way before her time. You know, she was a hard worker and she showed us the road, and I would always admire her, because I think only for her we wouldn't be where we are today. And I think she was a great woman.
There must be someone in Sligo that you particularly admire. So who do you admire most in Sligo?
Well, I admire a good few people, but I admire Anthony Kilcoyne. We've been friends for years. I think him and self and Deirdre are great people to take on what they took on. They have took on a great business. He has been a great support to me and to our industry. And we've been friends for years. We're there to help and support one another. And I admire him. And I think he's a great man to do what he's doing.
And finally, you'll be delighted to hear, what is your guilty pleasure?
I love shopping. I love going to Dublin. I love buying handbags and shoes. I love the shopping, and especially at Christmas time.
Marion Dineen exudes kindness. She's a very positive force. Her actual physical presence would just re-energise you. And now for another remarkable powerhouse of a lady, a politician, a wife, a mother and a teacher.
My name is Councillor Marie Casserly, mother of five, married to Mel, guidance counsellor and secondary school teacher.
Question number one to kick us off. Where do you like to go and think in Sligo?
Streeta Beach is my favourite place.
What's your favourite moment of the day?
It used to be first thing in the morning, but since lockdown, I love spending time with children around the dinner table, because before lockdown, it was all so busy that we didn't have a huge amount of time to eat dinner together, but we've developed the habit of spending time together. So that's my favourite moment of the day.
What smell brings you back to your childhood?
Definitely Christmas cake cooking in the oven, the preparation of it, soaking it overnight, and then the smell that's in the house for the couple of days. That brings me right back, and our children love it now, and I'm hoping that they'll pass it on to their children when they're older and when they're baking Christmas cakes.
What's your biggest regret?
I don't have any, thankfully. I was thinking about it, and I don't have any, and that's, I know it's, I'm lucky to say that, and I know that it's just, yeah, I don't have any.
What are you most proud of?
Our children.
What's your biggest achievement?
I think just as a politician, I'm very proud of what I have achieved and got some funding for Sligo for different projects. And I was very proud of the fact that I was mayor of Sligo, and I could represent, it gave me a platform to represent Sligo and to show Sligo in its best light. And, you know, looking back, and I'm very proud of that now that I had that opportunity, because it's not everybody that has that opportunity.
Do you dream? What do you dream about?
I don't dream an awful lot, but when I do, sometimes I still dream about my dad. And recently I've dreamt about a friend of mine who passed away. We started work together in St Mary's in Ballisadare, Jacinta McCoy, and I've just dreamt about her recently, and she's been smiling. I'm not into dreams normally or analysing dreams, but she was smiling and she was happy, and it made me sad and happy at the same time.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever got?
I've a couple of pieces of advice. I suppose one, especially again, it relates to politics, is don't take it personally. Another one is, I suppose, if you're involved in a project, keep your eye on the end goal, not to be distracted by the noise or not to get bogged down with the petty stuff. Just think of why you're doing it, why you're involved with the project, and you'll get results at the end. So I suppose it's, yeah, keep your eye on the goal, and don't take it personally, and be humble.
What do you think you have in you that's most like your parents?
Well, they both worked hard all their lives, so I suppose I have a good work ethic, and I suppose the most important thing is to respect people, have respect for everybody no matter who they are. My dad had said when we were small, said that the only time you ever look down on somebody is when you're helping them, giving them a hand up, and I think that that's really important, and I think it's something that I'd like to pass on to my own children as well. It's important you respect, it doesn't matter what job they have, or, you know, if they're a CEO of a company, or if they're whatever, it's sweeping the streets and everyone in between. I think, you know, we treat everyone the same.
Who's the love of your life?
Mel.
Your best friend?
Amy Fallon.
What's your most treasured memory?
I suppose, again, memories of when we were young, with mum and dad, I suppose, and with their kids, I suppose, out in the fields when we were young, playing together. It's always, the summers were always good, even though I know they weren't, but the sun was always shining. So, yeah, very good memories of when we were growing up, and lovely memories of my dad.
What do you do when you have a spare half hour, or as a mother of five, politician and a teacher, do you ever?
I've started listening to Lyric FM. Sometimes when I'm in the car, and if it's been a stressful day, I've turned over to Lyric, or I put it on. Just it's good for kind of switching off, and just sit down and have a cup of tea and take a breather. Yeah.
What's your greatest virtue? Like, what are you really good at?
I know I'm a good listener, and I try not to judge anybody. Somebody had said to me once that I was a facilitator of change, I suppose, and thinking about that, if I see an issue, I try and either solve it, or if there's a gap, or if there's something, if there's a need for something, I identify a need and try and, you know, if it's a, you know, a playground or a running group or, you know, funding for something, I work really hard at trying to make it happen and trying to make it possible.
What time do you get up in the morning?
Probably in the summertime, I probably get up about 6 or 6:15, and in the winter probably 6:30 or 6:40.
Is there anything that you don't like about yourself?
I probably take on too much stuff, and I put myself under pressure then to get stuff done as well. So, yeah, I probably find it hard to say no as well. I need to work on that. Yeah.
Who's your hero?
My mum.
Who do you admire most in Sligo?
In general, I suppose there isn't one person. There's lots of individuals, but I think the people I admire most are the people who give their time for others. I admire our coaches and our volunteers who give up their time to coach other people's children, even though their own children aren't even involved in sport. But I really admire them, because, you know, they say it takes a community to raise a child, and I think that our children and, you know, and children in Sligo and even in Ireland, they have such great role models, and these people model respect. They nurture children. They might be the only one good adult or one significant adult that'll say something kind and positive and boost their self-esteem. So I really admire, you know, the coaches who are out there in the middle of winter and the snow and hailstones and rain, and they're constantly encouraging our children to give of their best and to be their best and to have fun. And I see it, and I our children, you know, have been so lucky to have so many good role models when they were growing up, and definitely that, you know, I can see it in them now that they have reaped the rewards of those positive role models. And I think it's so important for everyone to have good role models, but for children and for people to invest time in children, because they certainly, you get the results, and you might see it in a few years' time, but you definitely see the results.
And finally, what's your guilty pleasure?
Recently I've got into Italian wine. Red wine is really nice as a pazzo there, and I like that with a really, really strong blue cheese and grapes. An odd time, not all the time, but an odd time, but that's nice. And I've discovered a Reuben sandwich also in Baker Boys. I don't want to be picking out one particular place, but the Reuben sandwich, if anybody is listening, it is well worth having.
And now for another female powerhouse. Many of you will, of course, know Dimpna Mannion from Sligo Town. She takes a great interest in the future of Sligo. But she speaks so fondly of how great her mother was. It just reminded me of how important the role of a mother actually is.
Dimpna Mannion, and I'm from Sligo, born in the north of Ireland, but living all my life in Sligo. I have three children, three gorgeous kids, Ross, Patrick and Claire. Husband Aidan.
Married for how many years?
Got married in 1980, so that's 41 years.
Where do you like to go and think in Sligo? Where's your favourite place?
Well, probably my favourite place is when my day starts and I walk up in Cleaver. And I just enjoy, the birds are there, and I just enjoy that walk. And it's nearly like a religious walk, because we meet the same people every morning. So it's really nice and very special, and it's a lovely start to the day.
So would that be your favourite moment of the day?
Probably, because it's mine. Well, actually what I love is the quietness in the kitchen when I get up early in the morning and you just get on and do your stuff.
What smell brings you back to your childhood?
When we'd come in from school and my mother's smell at the gate when we knew she was baking, and then she'd say when we were going back to school, I knew I had more scones there, but we'd have them in our pockets. That generation were terrific. They made dinners out of nothing, and I really admire those people. She was fantastic at everything. Everything was self-taught. She made all her own clothes. She cooked every meal, and she was a fantastic baker and a fantastic cook. And we were very lucky, very lucky.
What's your biggest regret?
Probably not going to America and staying there. Yes, I love America. America brings me alive. I just love the fastness of it, and the energy, the fact that it's possible to do anything and you're never held back.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever got?
That's a hard one. Probably always to tell the truth, no matter how hard it was. And I remember having a conversation one day with Michael Cuhan, and he said to me, we should have listened to our parents, Dimpna, and not borrowed money. And I said, I remember the day my father brought me to the door when there was some poor soul trying to sell stuff on hire purchase. And I said, that's my vision of hell, because he brought me in and he says, neither a borrower nor a lender be.
Who's the love of your life?
The love of my life is my husband, Aidan. Thank God, very lucky.
Your best friend, have you got one?
I have a load of very, very close friends, but I have a very treasured friend, Maeve.
What is your most treasured memory?
My most treasured memory would be a lot of things, but the birth of my first child, because I just felt I could conquer the world after that.
What do you think is your greatest virtue, what you're really good at?
I'm probably... That's a hard one, Claire. The virtue would be to stick with your children. Rearing children really brings the best and the worst out on you. But having to steer them through their challenges in life and probably being patient with them and making them realise that, you know, things do get better, and to give them the confidence to go on in their different fields. And that's all you can do for them.
What time do you get up in the morning?
I get up at 5:30.
Every morning?
Every morning, yeah.
To have your favourite part of the day?
To have my favourite part of the day, because the kitchen is mine.
Who's your hero?
My hero currently would be Adrian Dunbar, because all those sayings that he has, my father was in a skilling as well, as is Adrian. And I just love the joy of hearing his voice, because I can hear my dad's accent, and of all the sayings that are truly Inniskillen sayings, and they really, some of them are so funny.
You were telling me about how important the birth of your grandchildren were to you. What was it like?
I wasn't ready for that, and it overwhelmed me totally, because I thought, as a parent, the love of your child is so deep and so protective and so unconditional. I didn't ever think it was possible for anybody to love a child like you love your child. But the love of my first grandchild was overwhelming when I saw him. It's absolutely the best gift you could be given.
What's your guilty pleasure? Last question.
My guilty pleasure is caramel and coconut square out of Kate's kitchen. And then I cry about the weight on my belly.
That's it for the third series of Women in Sligo. Please join me for another programme in this series next Saturday. I particularly want to thank Marion Deneen, Marie Castlery and Dimple Mannion for taking part in this programme. If you'd like to listen back to the Women of Sligo, you can go to oceanfm.ie. You just click podcast, or you can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Ocean FM Ireland. Until next week, thanks for listening.